You are listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studios. And on the phone, we have West Kentucky Easter Seals President and CEO Danny Carroll. Thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today, Mr. Carroll.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Danny, this is Kate, and I understand that you all are rolling out a program soon that will provide enhanced child care to Western Kentucky families with kids facing complex medical issues. You're calling it the lily pad. That's so cute.
Well, it is, but there's really some significance behind that name. As most people are aware, the lily is the symbol of Easter Seals, and it's associated with spring, resurrection, and new life. And when we looked at that, we were trying to come up with the name. The lily pad just instantly came to mind because with this program, it will be bringing new life to some children in our region.
How so?
Well, a lot of children that are facing the complex medical issues are sometimes prisoners in their own homes because of their conditions. The time that they're able to spend outside the home is very limited, and with this program, those kids will be able to come to a regular child development center like the other kids do, and be in a more typical environment while receiving medical attention at the same time. So we expect that it's going to have a huge impact on some families in our region.
So the official name is a Prescribed Pediatric Extended Care Program. Talk about the services that will be included for those who can use the lily pad.
The primary service and the primary focus of PPEX is medical care. We will actually have an RN who specializes in pediatric care will be the director of the center. And Dr. John Cecil, who is a prominent pediatrician here in Paducah, is our medical director. And in addition to that, we'll have CNAs on staff and also educational specialists here for the educational component of the program. But the ratios are very small. We have one RN for every six kids and then a CNA and a CDA for every six kids. So a 1-to-3 ratio for care and a very intensive care depending on the level of medical attention that a particular child needs. And we will rank those children through assessments, and through that assessment, we will determine how many hours of actual nursing care per day the child will need, and then a protocol of care will be established, and that will be followed each day, which will include an educational component.
I'm embarrassed to admit I don't know what a CMA and the other acronym you mentioned.
The CNA is just a certified nurse's assistant, and the CDA is an educational certification. The teachers that we have at our daycare, at our child development center now, almost all of the staff that we currently have are CDAs, and it's just a training certification process that our staff goes through.
Thank you. I need to include our audience in the fact that my awareness of the lily pad came from an announcement about a gift from Ulrich Medical Concepts to develop software to create tailored electronic health records for people using the lily pad.
Yeah, a huge benefit for the program. We formally announced our plans about 2 or 3 months ago, and it wasn't long after that or during that period that Ulrich Medical Concepts stepped up. And once they read about what we were doing and they met with us and agreed to donate the software, and also provide the training to our staff. So our staff will have instant access to medical records each day. So the efficiency and the quality of the care will be much improved because of that. And we are very grateful for that support and some other agencies, other businesses who have also provided support.
Well, speak of the significant community support you've received in detail.
Well, the main support that we received was from the Charity League of Paducah, and they are kind of one of our parent organizations. Easter Seals West Kentucky actually began when an organization operated by the Lions Club and another organization operated by the Charity League of Paducah merged. And this was back in the 50s, and that's when we were born. And those were both organizations that served crippled children at the time. And so we developed from them, and the Charity League has remained one of our very best supporters, and without them, we couldn't sustain our operations. And they realized what we were doing and were very excited about it, and they gave us and initiated a $250,000 donation to the program as seed money. So we were very fortunate with that, and that's allowing us to go ahead and start the construction process. And you know, we still have some money that we need to raise, probably a couple hundred thousand. But you know, we've already had one $20,000 private donation come in, and we're also excited. On May the 9th, we'll be having a groundbreaking ceremony here at our center. And on that day, the Ronald McDonald House Charities will be making an announcement on a grant from that organization. And we're very excited about that and very excited to be partnered with Ronald McDonald House Charities, great organization there.
Where will the facilities be?
It's at 801 North 29th Street in Paducah. It's our child development center, and we've been in this facility, I guess, for about 8 or 9 years. It's on Joe Clifton Drive, just off of Joe Clifton Drive here in Paducah. And the new center will be a little over 5,000 square feet, and our certificate of need is for 48 kids right now, and that's what we're building the facility for. And I do want to stress that we want to make this a regional program, not just Paducah, McCracken County, but a regional program. And to that end, we hope to offer transportation services, if needed, to surrounding counties. And that's one aspect of the program that we're researching, and we really hope to make that happen if that service is needed.
I'm assuming that based on your service area being 19 counties in Western Kentucky, that you're already working with people with, as you describe it, physical and cognitive impairments to gain greater independence from all over the region.
We do. We serve many counties in this area, and you know, and many of the individuals at our adult center actually ride buses from Callaway, Graves County, Fulton, so you know, all around the region. And we currently serve in the low 600s, probably, children and adults each year, and that includes you know, typically developing children and children and adults with physical and or intellectual disabilities.
What would you say your greatest need is?
Right now, it's a financial need. You know, we still have need to raise about $200,000 to finish our construction. And we have been very fortunate that the community is very supportive of Easter Seals West Kentucky, and they have really been good about helping us meet our needs. But at that point, at this current point in the process, that is our greatest need. And our goal is to have the center paid for by the time we open our doors, and we're looking for that date probably to be late August, early September.
Wow, this year.
Yes, we hope so. We believe from meeting with the contractors that construction process should take about 4 months, and we had made a tentative offer of employment to a director of nursing, so we've already begun hiring staff, and we're working on policies and getting all those things in order to make sure that the quality of services is there.
How do people who need your services find out about you and get to you and qualify for them?
Well, we would encourage anyone who has questions or anyone who has a child that may benefit from this program to give us a call at 444-9687, and they can ask for me. And again, my name is Danny Carroll, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions they might have. To actually get into the program, it would go through your pediatrician, and the unique part of this program is that it has to actually be prescribed from the child's pediatrician. And then the child would come to our center, and we would do assessments at that point to make sure that the child, that the services would benefit that child, and then develop a protocol of care and you know, get all the financing aspect of it worked out. And This is primarily a Medicaid-based program, and that will be the primary reimbursement funding for this program. But we will also look at private insurance and private pay on a sliding scale. Our goal is not to turn away any children who could benefit from these services.
Danny, how do you come to this work personally?
Well, it's kind of been different for me. I spent 24 years at the Paducah Police Department, and I retired as Assistant Chief of Police. And at the time I was getting ready to retire, this position came open, President and CEO, and everything just kind of came together. And my wife and I have a daughter with special needs, so the mission of this organization was near and dear to my heart, so it was just a perfect fit. And you know, when I arrived, we realized that we had some space that we needed to fill to help us sustain our programs. And we learned about the PPEC programs by visiting some centers up around the Louisville area. And I would mention there are no centers of this type in the western part of the state. They're all up around the northern Kentucky, Louisville area, and there are only about 7 to 9 centers in the entire state. But we learned from the programs through them and realized it was a perfect fit for our mission, and realized that there was a population of kids in our region that were underserved, and families that you know, whose lives are totally changed when they have a child with medical needs. And this program will allow the kids to be in a typical environment, be able to learn, develop with other kids while their medical needs are being taken care of. And at the same time, their parents can go back to school, go back to work, and the family just have a more normal environment and kind of take some of the stress away. And that's what our goal is for this program.
I get goosebumps when you talk about what you can accomplish with what you're doing. So, Danny Carroll, congratulations to you.
And it's been very much a team effort, and a lot, and the support from the community just continues to grow. And it never ceases to amaze me, the support that we receive, and so many people are jumping on board with this, and we're getting more support every day. And we're just very grateful for that, to our board of directors and all of our staff who put in countless hours over the last 2 years preparing for this. And, you know, in a few months, we'll see the doors open.
Great. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Oh, it was very much my pleasure. Thank you.
Danny Carroll is CEO and president of Easter Seals West Kentucky, and they're opening the Lily Pad this year.